What is up, guys? Wall J here, and I'm here with my co-host. And behind the boards, we have producer Chris.
Hi.
We are back, yo. What was that? Sorry, I missed you too. Who's that? Oh, that's your pops.
Yeah, it's pops.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, we missed you too. Click, 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 click.
Right. Damn it.
Who's that? Oh, okay.
Me.
That's your pops again.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's me.
All right. Well, we're back, and we were having a discussion behind the scenes about Tesla.
Yep.
That they just released their new
Model Y.
Their model, yeah. What would? Oh.
What the shit?
Oh, already. Good lord.
Go ahead and crank that up.
Welcome to a new episode of Locker Room Talk. Who do we have on the line?
These nuts.
The one and only Miguelinho.
Hey, Miggy.
What's up, pussy?
What's pooping?
How you been, man? We ain't heard from you in a while.
I know, right?
Boys. Yeah, I forgot I had a cell phone and internet and ways to communicate with everyone. But instead, I've been throwing pity parties, feeling homesick.
Aww. Oh,
pussy.
You missing Hinesville?
Yeah, I'm missing Duval, man. Duval till we die.
Wait, aren't you from Savannah?
Hinesville.
Well, pretty well, Hinesville. It's like saying, you know, Palatka, but telling people you're from Duval, you know, same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, he wished he was from Savannah.
Well, Palatka is what, St. John's
pretty
County?
Much.
No, Palatka is Clay County.
Clay County.
Actually,
okay.
Putnam.
Putnam, oh.
Yeah.
Not even Clay or St. John's, boo.
Yeah, no, you got to go down a whole nother county, too.
Yeah.
Exactly, got to go two counties away.
So what's pooping, yo? How's the staph infection going?
Oh, shit, you got staph?
Yeah, he got staph on his nuts.
The boy had staph, man.
Dude, but, where the hell did you get it from?
Pretty sure at work, my man.
No shit. Oh, yeah, that's right, because you're doing all that nasty shit at the gym cleanup.
Cleaning people's piss.
Where'd you get staph at?
His nipples.
In my armpit of all places. And I'm pretty sure it's that. Like, I wore this nasty-ass tax dollars bought shirt.
Dude, you got to be careful with that shit. That shit will rot a
hole. It's like you can wash it a bazillion times and it still has this weird government cheese smell.
Mm. Dude, you got to start getting
miserable.
You got to start washing with some of that like tea tree oil soap and shit like that, man.
I should start snorting essential oils, man. I think that'll be the trick.
Either that, put some of that tape on your feet when you sleep at night.
Honestly, where I fucked up was getting vaccinated.
That, exactly.
See, that's why you're never supposed to vaccinate your kids.
No. Causes asthma.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't want little kids having staph, man. Like, shit, I'm not going to vaccinate them. I'm going to protest.
Y'all actually do have a little bit of that issue up there where you're at now.
Oh, dude, it's horrible. Like,
hippies.
We get emails and calls about it saying how, like, obviously we're not too far away from the exposure site. So, yeah, man, they take it pretty serious out here, you know? Like, they got pop-up vaccine clinics for, like, measles and shit.
Yeah,
it's redonkulous, son.
Yeah, because y'all have had some outbreaks of shit like that up there. I think measles, smallpox.
Yeah, man, it sucks.
Yeah. Leg and
shit. How much kombucha you drink, you can still get it.
So, Miga, I was planning on coming to visit you.
Not now.
But I'm not.
Yeah.
Fuck that place.
Yeah, no, I'll go there. It's safer over there.
I was going to bring you like a little care package of like some Goya beans and some sazon, some adobo and shit. But you know what? Son. Fuck all that.
Yeah, we'll wait till you get out of the dark ages of Europe.
I don't want AIDS.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, I think I saw a dude on a horse earlier wearing armor or something. I believe it.
Jesus. Yeah, hugging trees and shit like that don't prevent fucking smallpox and shit.
It don't do much. You can see why the Native American population kind of plummeted at one point in time.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to bring that back.
Yeah.
Trying to live old school, vintage.
Yeah, I'm being cool. I had fucking small... The real hipsters are up there. And I had smallpox before it was cool. Fuck you guys.
I mean, yeah, did you see all these anti-vax parents bragging about how long their kids lasted? I think the record out here is 6 years old.
And he died?
I mean, or he maybe transformed into his new life with the shockers, dude. I don't know. I mean, they didn't tell me that much. You know these anti-vaxxers.
Dude, it's crazy. Like, there's even been a couple of... one kid, it wasn't out there. I don't think it was. I can't remember where it was. But he literally had to wait until he was 18 years old. When he was 18 years old, he went and got vaccinated.
Yeah. The kid talk to Congress and all that. I know, I can't remember where it was, but there was a kid that was in the ICU for 57 days.
Yeah.
I think he had like tetanus or some shit.
Yeah. Had tetanus. It was 57 days. It cost some astronomical amount.
Yep. That's right. It was in Oregon, and it was the first case in, I believe, over 30 years.
Yep.
Wow.
And, I mean, we're talking like six digits of what it cost to, you know,
get him back. It's crazy. You really do see that here with
did Obamacare take care of it?
Probably not.
They could have taken care of it. They just chose not to do that. Yeah, damn. Man. I mean, it's pretty serious. Like right now, the state legislature is really trying to pass a whole bunch of things to prevent, basically prevent public use of public features or public utilities, whatever, like parks, you know, all the public services. If you're not vaccinated, you can't even use it. They're really trying to pass it. But
so how are they going to know that you're vaccinated? Trying to stop it.
What's up?
How are they going to know that you're vaccinated?
Because you're probably going to die on site. I don't know.
Right.
I mean, are they going to put like a doggy tag on you to just to let them know I got my rabies shot done and shit? What?
You got
to
get a tattoo back of the neck.
Who knows?
You start getting barcodes.
You go through a scanner when you go into the park. Oh, yeah, he's vaccinated. Yep.
Cops come up with their little scanner and scan you real quick and go, nah, man, you got to leave. Got to get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
I mean, yeah, that's seriously our problems over here. It's really weird.
Well, that's, you know, that's your people now, man.
I know.
I mean, like I heard, you know, instead of like drive-bys using guns, they just cough on people, man. Shit's serious.
Right. Walk-by sneezings. Motherfuckers hitting the deck.
Man, it's serious shit here. It's weird.
Well, you're weird, so you fit right in.
Yeah, you keep all that fucking weird shit. You know, it's always like Florida got shit on for Florida man for the longest time. I mean, we still do. But, yeah, you keep all that shit up there with you. I'll keep Florida man.
You see some worse stuff here. Like, I heard a story in Portland about I saw it on Reddit, of course, so it had to be true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, apparently some lady was running around naked on all fours barking at people's windows.
Interesting. Where?
That was the most Florida thing to happen outside of Florida.
Yeah.
I felt just at home when I heard that story, you know?
Right? You're like, where's my public sub?
But you're from Georgia, so you can't claim Duval as
I'm from Southern Georgia, okay?
Okay,
look,
whatever.
You know, people prefer the Jacksonville Jaguars over the Atlanta Falcons.
That is true.
Out there.
Yeah.
They go tailgate in Duval and all that. So, I mean, we kind of get a pass.
It's only because he's an hour away.
Yeah, basically.
Pretty much, huh?
I mean, the only people that like the Falcons are people that live in Atlanta. And the only reason why they go there is because it's a badass stadium.
Yeah, I was trying to get Chris to go with me to the UFC in Atlanta. He doesn't want to.
Yeah, dude, he wants to go there.
Oh, come on, man. You can wear your tap-out shirt.
Nah, bro.
Get you some real tree hat.
His affliction shirt is what he's going to wear.
Nah, I looked at the prices. And I was like, nah, because there's only two levels. You've got lower deck for 360 or all the way upper deck for 80. And I was like, nah.
Fuck. It's a pay-per-view at least, right?
It is.
Yeah.
All right. So for $60, right, in the comfort of your own home.
Exactly. Amanda was like,
about the experience, all right?
Anyways. Amanda said, why don't we just go to Atlanta and instead of going to the UFC, we'll just go to your parents' house and go watch it in the theater room. I was like,
an even better experience.
Yeah, so I mean, you get the experience of driving to Atlanta for a UFC, but then you get to watch it. Bro, you ain't seen the theater room. Say that all you want.
But you have to have a Costco pizza for this. I'm just throwing that out there.
We haven't got to that yet, have we?
No, we haven't.
I took our boy to Costco this morning.
Yeah, I had the pizza, yo.
Yep. I had to. We got him a new little rig, little PC, and he got the same one I got from Costco. But we walked around, checked some shit out. While it was like, dude, I gotta get a membership. And before you do, me and Amanda are actually looking at something. So don't do it just yet,
dude. I could get so much trouble in there, bro. They had a Samsung TV 65 inch for $639, bro.
Oh.
You know, at Best Buy, that's at least $1,200.
Yeah, for sure. All right, hold on. Exactly. I gotta go take care of something. Y'all keep talking.
Oh, okay. All right. So anyway, I did have the pizza, bro. It was delicious.
Oh, man.
It was
still, man. I haven't had it yet. We have one like an hour away.
What are you waiting for?
I'm just being like, I'm being a piece of shit, man. That's probably what's going on with me.
Listen,
me and my stacks are fast.
This thing, you know, brought me back to the pizza trucks from back in Puerto Rico, bro. You know, so I was like, oh man, it was nice, cheesy. The crust was a little, soft. I mean, I would have preferred it if it was a little bit crunchy, but man, man, it was so good. I was like scarfing the pizza down. It was like $1.75 for a slice. Shit.
I'm going to have to say this on air, but I'm getting a food boner right now. Oh my God.
Shit. Well, anyway, you should drive to the Costco near you and get you some pizza, bro.
Your boy might have to do that this weekend. I'm not going to lie to you.
I saw the hot dogs, and I'm like, man, I kind of want to have a hot dog too. But I restrained myself. You know, I was thinking like a fat kid.
All day, every day, man.
So, yeah. But, yeah, it was good, man. If I get a membership, I'm telling you, I'm getting in trouble for sure. Because you walk,
I hear you.
You walk
around, going over there.
Yeah, you walk around the store and you're like, man, look at all this stuff. I mean, they got I bought some new underwear too. Hell yeah!
Ooh, club pack undies. Oh boy!
Oh, bro, hey, Calvin Klein, son.
Oh, Costco Klein collab, digging it.
Yeah, I never had any softer pair of underwear than this.
Damn, they need to endorse you, man.
I know, man. I wonder if we can get a sponsorship for the show.
Look, all right, here's the new Calvin Klein photo shoot. It's going to be Wallo in the undies looking all oiled up.
All fat and oiled up. I got it. Got it.
Ooh, getting a heavy bag, right?
And when you say hitting the heavy bag, you mean stroking the heavy bag.
Ooh. Man, that's a Super Bowl commercial right there.
Right? I'm thinking about that too, right?
Man, I'm going to see if I can work some magic with my boy Calvin. I mean, I got to hit him up later. Let's see if we can make this put this in the works.
Man, that's probably owned by some big, you know, enterprise. The name was bought a long time ago, you know?
Yeah.
They just have, like, you know, 7-year-olds making that shit in China.
All right, see, that's why we really got to use you to hide the dirty facts. Keep it raw, keep it raunchy.
Come on, everybody knows that that's what goes on.
I mean, I can't hear you over my nice Nikes right now, sorry.
You're talking about your fake Nikes? Your fake,
oh, no.
Your
those
fake Jordans?
Are really made with cheap labor.
Well, it's not like the fake ones are not made with any cheap labor.
I mean, dude, these things are pretty accurate, to be honest.
Yeah, but you...
They could kind of pass. But when you look at them and feel them, they're obviously fake.
Well, duh, because they use a different material. They don't use...
Yeah, they probably use recycled styrofoam cups, to be honest.
Is that what they feel like when you put them on? Like you're walking on styrofoam shoes?
Yes, pretty much. It's like... If you see me half a mile away, you're like, damn, Miggy's looking fly with those exclusive Jordans. You walk up, you're like, did you get those at Payless, Miggy, at the counterfeit Payless store? That's what they really look like up close.
Hey, listen, Payless is stepping up their game. They sell Vans now.
No, hey, but Payless is going out of business now. They're closing all stores.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and if you look back a few months ago, they did that whole publicity thing where they opened the fake boutique with their shoes, charging hundreds of dollars for it.
I saw that. They changed.
Yeah, I know, but they just announced this like a few weeks ago, I believe.
Wow. They're probably going to shut everything down and rename it and sell the shoes very expensive.
Yeah, that's probably what they're going to do, the new plan.
Yeah. I mean, they were trying it out, and it worked because people were paying, you know, top dollar for like shitty shoes.
Yeah, I mean, people do the same thing for the brand names like, what is it, Balenciaga and stuff?
Because
they look pretty doo-doo.
Yeah, because they thought that they were expensive shoes because it was like a nice store. It was like a nice layout, and it had none of the branding. So they thought that, these are good shoes.
Yeah, I mean, they had a chance. And again, unfortunately, they are closing now, though. So, I mean, put this out there, locker room talk. Y'all got to go buy your Payless shoes before they're gone.
I'm going to give me some Vans and some Airwalks at Payless.
Ooh. Oh, Airwalks in the Shaq. Oh, no, Shaq's Walmart now. Shaq used to be that Payless exclusive.
So Shaq's got his shoes specifically with Walmart?
specifically with Walmart. Yep, he moved it over there because he talked about, like, people made fun of him, obviously, because, you know, you got these guys like Jordan, Kobe that have shoes.
Yeah.
They try to make fun of Shaq, but Shaq pointed out, he's like, you guys laugh, but because of me, kids that can't afford the top shoes now can wear my shoes for a fraction of the price. And again, they, you know, they got money for other stuff now, like food and whatnot, instead of just trying to buy some nice shoes.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good on his end.
Yeah, I don't blame him on that.
You know who does that too? Stephon Marbury.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Starberries, yeah. Yeah. Do they still make those?
Yeah. They're like 15 bucks. Shit.
What?
Yeah.
So I really? That at that store, Stephen Berry's, is where that shit came out. It was like 20 bucks for a pair of shoes.
That dude is a god in China.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Because he left the NBA. Well, nobody wanted him in the NBA. But
yeah.
So he went to China to play and became like this huge, you know, basketball star. God. Yeah.
They made like a musical for him out there.
I mean, he had to go to China to, I mean, it took him that long to figure out being a team player is actually, you know, cool. And not just being, I'm the man. Fuck all these other losers. Well,
you know,
court.
He's playing with all those Chinese people, and he's, you know, he's like 6'2", so he plays the center out there.
Oh yeah,
because yeah. Those other guys are like 4'10".
Yeah, fuck you guys.
He's like a giant.
Yeah, because in the NBA he wasn't shit.
No, well,
he was good. He was good.
He
but
did
I mean,
okay.
I mean, but height wise, he wasn't shit.
No, he was just an average Joe.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, barely. Much.
I think average. What is the average? I wonder what the average height is in the NBA.
6'4" has to be average height for NBA.
You think so?
All right. Yeah, 6'4". I know 6'1" is shorter, and that's point guard height at 6'1".
Chris has got a computer, but he's looking it up in his phone.
Well, because I got other stuff.
And God, man, you need to be like Jamie, bro.
What?
From the Rogan Experience. Have that shit already in hand.
Well, I just thought about it.
Before Joe asked for it.
Let's see. Average height is 6'5".
Ooh.
Oh, I was so close.
You were off, Miggy.
By an inch.
By the size of your dick.
Oh.
What's crazy is it actually went down a little
maybe
bit.
Maybe times 10, yeah. I mean, what's up?
You wish.
Because the average height from 85 to 06 was 6'7".
Oh.
So it's gone down. Damn. It's gone down 2 inches.
Yeah.
Because Jordan was like.
Jordan was 6'6", 6'5".
Yeah, 6'6", 6'5". He was there. But, I mean, and then you had, I think Pippen was a little.
He was a little bit bigger.
Little taller.
Yeah.
Rodman was, I think, around the same build as Pippen.
Yeah, he was like 6'8", 6'9".
But then you had, you know, the great white hopes like Stockton and shit like that.
Stockton was like 2'9".
Yeah. Yeah, motherfucker didn't break like 5'10".
And he wore those little shorty short shorts too.
Yeah, the little silkies.
That was the prime of the NBA. You can't change my mind.
No, you can't, because seriously, if you go and watch some of the games from back in those days and how physical they were, dude, they were fun as fuck to watch.
Oh, dude, yeah, like there was some documentary I saw, and they talked about how like just brutal the game was. Punches and
well, I mean, just not only that, just watching him on the inside. Like you watched, you know, players like Bird. Bird was a fucking brute. You know, everybody thinks he was the 3-point guy, but when he got down in the paint, dude, Gary Payton. Ooh, good call, Sherry. Gary Payton.
That's all she knows because she.
Yeah, that's the one person she knows.
The closest one from Alaska.
Yeah.
Gary Payton was like 3'9" too. Mm-hmm. So.
Bugsby. Shit, yeah, Bugsby was like
Moxie Bogues.
Yeah, he was literally not even 2 feet.
Yeah, he was the Vern Troyer of the NBA.
Are you gonna check out the new Space Jam when it comes out?
No.
You're what?
No. Oh hell no, man. Come on, man. They could have done it when LeBron was like doing great, but now when he's in the Lakers and everything's going this out for him. Come on.
I haven't even been following how he's doing in the
Lakers. You're good. So, you're good. You don't need to.
Right now, Lakers will not make it to the playoffs, and it's LeBron's first time not going to the playoffs in years. I think they said the last time that LeBron didn't make the playoffs, George Bush was president.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, yeah, because he's gone to 9 straight finals.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
He was. Not no more.
Well, guess what? It's time you take a break, homie.
Yeah.
You know, sit on the sidelines. Like, I know they're trying to sit on the sidelines and watch everybody else.
Yeah, no, they're trying to change up the Lakers for him again now. Like,
well, of course,
because they already had guys like Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma. Like, you know, LeBron was supposed to be a godsend for them, but hasn't been working, man.
That's because he doesn't have a supporting cast. He can't do it all by himself.
Not anymore.
Exactly. That's what people are noticing now. Because before it was always, oh, LeBron's amazing. LeBron can do everything. But it was obvious before. It was the teammates that he had that allowed him to get that formula for the win.
Well, in Cleveland, he had Kevin Love and, you know, a few others. You know, even though J.R. Smith fucked it up last year.
Yeah.
Fucking calling a timeout. It's like, come on! You saw LeBron melting down on the court.
Dude.
Oh, that was
like, if LeBron would have been on a podcast, he probably would have, like,
lost
his shit.
Yeah. Oh, just imagine in the locker room, the yelling, and that broke out, the fights that had to break out, man. Dude.
That's one of those things. He'll never live that down. JR will forever and always, that will be tied to him. Always. When somebody says J.R. Smith.
That came out, man. Well,
it's like Chris Webber back in the college days when they were playing in the finals against North Carolina, yep. And he called a timeout and they didn't have a timeout.
Yep, same thing.
You know, it's like, how do you forget that shit? You don't. You don't. You cost Michigan the national championship. Not only that.
In J.R.'s defense, man, I heard he had sipping on some Hennessy at halftime.
I heard it was some gin and juice.
No, it was that lean. He was on that lean at halftime. Fucked him up.
Yeah.
Something, man.
Yeah, he fucked that up for the Cavs.
Yeah, and then when he went to Miami, he had Wade and
Bosh.
The
Birdman and Anderson.
Yep. And then even some of the guy, one of the dudes came from Celtics. Their big three, he left, went to.
What's his name? Ray Allen.
Ray Allen.
Yeah.
You know, so
Ray Allen, former Supersonic.
Yep. So he had a good cast and he had a good cast in Miami. Then he had a good cast when he went back to Cleveland. For the second go around, yeah, that's when he had.
It was
Love.
Decent. It wasn't all that great.
It wasn't all that great, but I mean
he had George Hill.
Yeah,
you know.
My only favorite thing out of that return to Cleveland was all the fans that spent time burning his jerseys were then claiming LeBron again as one of their own.
Right.
He's back. He's back.
Yeah.
One of the biggest fuck yous in history with LeBron coming back.
It's like in your face, in your face, Miami.
Yeah. Buy my jersey again now.
Miami's like, it's cool, man. We got two championships out of them. Have them.
Yeah.
Right? We got our money's worth.
Yeah, pretty much.
And now he's at the Lakers. So, I bet he'll at least win pretty safe bet. He'll at least win one championship with the Lakers.
Well, what's his name from the Pelicans? Their big guy.
The dude with Anthony Davis, right?
Anthony Davis. It looks like he may be going to the Lakers.
Is that next Captain year. Eyebrows?
Yeah, Captain Eyebrows. Okay. Yeah.
Yep, Captain Eyebrows. Mr. Unibrow.
Bro, you have $70 million in the bank, and you can't get a fucking $5 razor to.
Hey, man, he needs to build that identity so when he gets out the league, he can sell eyebrow merch.
It's like that motherfucker looks like he's always surprised.
Yeah, for sure. It's like a fucking caterpillar is on his
like,
eye.
Like you talk to him and he looks like everything you said was like, shocking.
What?
What?
I mean, think about it. That's a good game face. You can't read his emotion. His eyebrows are always the same. That's smart on his end, man.
Yeah. Nah, bro. I couldn't do that. I'm sorry.
Bro, once you get in the NBA, you got to do something about that eyebrow.
And I mean, his head's big enough. You could literally just walk up there with a Bic razor and just go straight down. And it'd be fine. It'd be fine. It'd be good.
Ah, that's funny.
But yeah, that's the only thing
I remember. Before I forget, though, I do got to bring this up. So what's up with all these MMA fighters right now, man, with these domestic allegations?
Dude.
Oh, you're talking about Tony Ferguson? That's alleged.
Allegedly. Matt Hughes, allegedly.
Well, yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, too. We talked about that a couple of times ago. Yeah, yeah. But Ferguson's the latest one that came out this week.
Bro, is that CTE?
Yeah, and his wife released a statement just talking about what's going on. And, dude, for him, it's a really sad case, man. Like, she just wants him to get help, which is why she's going through all these, like, legal channels right now.
Talking about Matt Hughes?
No, Ferguson.
No, about Tony.
Oh, so what happened? Tell us a little bit more.
So I'm doing my research, and like, so apparently there were just cases there. Tony's just been acting a little weird. Like, apparently people said that he's believed someone's living inside the walls of his house.
Oh,
you know, he's like breaking shit, trying to figure out what it is. There was one time where he took their kid. They had a kid with his wife, and he took the kid with him, locked himself in the house. He didn't harm the kid at all, but you know, they were worried. They were trying to get the kid out, so she had to get law enforcement involved. From what I saw, like, and from what she said, I don't think there was anything physical. She's just concerned for his well-being, because again, man, these are some really weird behaviors.
Well, he's always been a little bit odd, you know.
Yeah, he's been odd, exactly, but I mean, man, this is like mental break kind of.
This
shit.
Is extreme. Yeah, no, this is extreme stuff, man. Because you know, from how we've seen fighters in the past, and are always gotten care. You know, maybe there were other guys that acted out this way, and they never got the help they needed.
Well, so look at Jason. They're catching. Look at Jason Mayhem Miller, like.
Yeah, I remember.
After he got done fighting, he had, like, you know, he was up here and just took a dive, you know?
Yep.
So, I mean, it is possible that, you know, there's some brain trauma.
No, that's pretty much what has to be going on, man.
I mean, Tony's been in some wars.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, his last fight.
Yeah, with fucking Pettis, yeah.
Yep. That was a battle right there, and that was an early stoppage. I remember that because of the bleeding.
Yeah, well, it was because Anthony Pettis broke his hand, and he's his corner waved it off. Tony was winning, but he took some shots.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, dude, that was a war. That fight right there.
And think about how hard is his, because you know, even Eddie's talked about how hard the training camps that he does are. So, I mean,
in
you know,
Big Bear, yeah.
So, you know, he's probably taking a few shots in some of those training camps. It's just, you know.
Yeah, man, it all adds up.
Yeah, that's just it. Like, I think depending, you know, I guess genetics plays in a part with some people, but you really only got so many shots to the dome before.
Exactly, man. Dude, but, you know, I finally have been training MMA and stuff. And, dude, even then, just holding pads or gloves for someone and you block a kick, you're still going to get rocked a little bit, man.
Oh, for sure.
You know,
that all adds up.
The UFC has this performance center. You know, they also should have like a medical, you know, side to the performance center.
Well, I think they have some of that in the performance center.
A brain scan should be like mandatory.
Well, the problem is you can't, I don't think you can see like CTE from a brain scan. From just a standard MRI.
Why do they determine it from?
They want to, basically they have to.
Die?
Yeah, you have to look at the brain.
So you have to cut his skull open to see. Oh yeah, he was suffering from CTE.
That's why you had a lot of NFL players, like when they would commit suicide, like Junior Seau.
Yeah. Yeah,
he shot himself in the chest.
Yeah,
he didn't shoot himself in the head. So then that way they could study his brain.
Did you see that 30 for 30?
Yeah.
Oh my god,
dude is sad.
That was so fucking sad.
I've stopped watching a lot of those 30 for 30s of like some of my heroes because it's just like, fuck, this is depressing as shit.
The fucking Ric Flair, the Ric Flair one, that was
that was depressing.
That was depressing too.
It wasn't any worse than Andre's on HBO.
Yeah,
that one right there. Like, you know, I'm sitting up at night watching it on the iPad. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, man, fuck, I'm getting a little teary eyed up on this bitch. I did, man. It was, if you haven't seen the Andre one, it's sad, bro. It's fun. It's dude, cool at the beginning, but
I can't watch any of those. And the last time I watched a 30 for 30 was about a kid that competed in the national games for the Special Olympics. And that's a feel good story. And it was still depressing. Like, I'm not going to lie. I was like, shit.
Those 30 for 30 started to be, you know, when they started, they were pretty fun because they started with the U.
Yeah.
That was like the first one that I saw.
Yep.
And it was like, wow, these guys were like crazy.
Yeah.
And partying.
Let's play football and do cocaine.
Yeah, exactly. They were having a good time and shit.
Yeah.
And then Michael Irving had to come down finally when he hit 40, 45.
Yeah.
He's like, he found Jesus.
Yeah. Which, yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
But, you know, still, you did snort a lot of cocaine and bang a lot of hookers back when you played at the U, bro.
And with the Cowboys.
And with the Cowboys. I'm trying to think what the last like really like fun 30 for 30 I watched was, because the last couple ones I've seen,
they're being sad.
Yeah, that interested me. I was like, ooh, I want to check this. And then it's like, fuck, man, this is sad.
Yeah, I cut the Seau one on ESPN Plus.
That one was rough.
Ooh, actually, the last fun 30 for 30 I saw was about a random football team in Barrows, Alaska, the northernmost town in the U.S. That was like the only coin. That was like made in 2017, I believe. Seeing that it's been a while.
The football team?
Yeah. A football team? Yeah, man. Yeah. It's like a
they play with like ice balls
all the way.
No, it's a legit football team. It's a lot of I think it's a lot of the Inuits and stuff like that that are part of the team.
What is a fucking Inuit?
Eskimos.
Yep. Oh,
but you can't say Eskimo, bro. It's derogatory.
Why is why is it derogatory?
I don't know. Some people say it's derogatory. It's because the proper term is Inuit.
I don't know, man. That sounds like.
Nah, I'm just saying. Are you into it?
It sounds like
you're, you're not into the Inuit language there? No. You'd rather just go Eskimo?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm not Eskimo, so I don't know. It
doesn't. They don't go, you know, when they're making that joke, they don't go, oh, that's your Inuit brother.
Eh, true.
You know, they say Eskimo. Wallace
not too into it.
I mean, I'm sure there's probably some PC people that say that joke and use Inuit. I guarantee you.
Yeah, but it's not as funny as Eskimo brother.
No, it's not. It's not.
Because everybody knows what an Eskimo brother is. No,
I got you. But it's Inuit.
Okay, whatever.
Inuit, damn it.
I'm not Inuit.
I know you're not.
You're not into it, yeah, you know. So, also, I know I'm obviously a week behind with this as well, but how about that boy Funky?
Oh, you're talking about your boy Ben Askren?
Oh, dude.
Yes.
Bro, he keeps tweeting like...
You boom, know, roasted.
I have Twitter, and, you know, I never get any notifications or anything, but ever since he joined the UFC, my Twitter keeps going off.
Oh, he's been on fire.
Like, he tweets, like, at least 4 or 5 times a day, and I'm like, oh, here we go. It's Ben Askren. Sure now.
I like, on his Insta, like, some of his stories when he's driving around. I can't remember who it was. He was just fucking relentless this week.
He was making fun of Dylan Dennis.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened?
Oh, my God. You know, how did you feel? What was he was like, how did you feel when you told Connor that you were a better grappler than somebody else, Dylan? Boom, roasted. And it's like, you know, hey, the 90s frosted tips call. They want their hair back, Dylan. Boom, roasted. And I mean, he just went on and on and on. And he's so fucking, he's dad. He's DC. He's a white DC dad bod.
Yes, yes. That's the beauty of Ben Askren is, he's middle America's average dad.
Yeah. Like, he legit could put on some fucking the white New Balances and some cargo shorts, mow a lawn, and you'd be like, oh, that's just...
flip-flop, man.
Yeah, that's so-and-so the down the road.
He insults you, it's an insult that would be appropriate to say at a Sunday school, man. Yeah. That's what's beautiful with his roast.
Yeah. And after everyone, boom, roasted. Every single
some of them are funny, some beautiful. Of them are not.
Well, that's what makes good dad jokes, man. Is, you know, some are funny, exactly, some are horrible, but you laugh at them because they're a dad joke. I mean, I will say his fucking head and his neck is tough.
He's like, Darren Till, you got abs of steel. Boom, roasted.
Yeah, he went at Till. Till tried to go at him a little bit after his Askren's fight. And everybody was like, yo, Till, shut the fuck up. You need to worry about what you got in front of you. I guess he's got a big fight.
Tonight.
Is it tonight? Is it a pay-per-view tonight?
No, it's on ESPN Plus.
Nope, ESPN Plus.
Oh, sweet. I'll be checking out some fights soon.
Yeah, the thing that I heard about Askren was when after his fight with Robbie, he was backstage. Somebody's calling, but I'm not hanging up on Miggy to answer. Sorry, call us back. So... Askren was backstage. Covington was backstage. And Askren told him something about wanting a fight with him. And he said, Covington told him, win a fight first and then come holler at me. And Askren told him, I just won one, dummy. He's like, no. That was somebody gave you that one.
Nah. He won it.
Still, it was controversial.
It was. Now, I did hear a couple people's explanation on it, on what they said. You know, from the bulldog choke, you saw the way his arm dropped, and then Herb told him, you know, let go. So Askren lightened up on the squeeze.
Right.
And then that's, you know, Robbie came back from that, and that's when his arm came back up.
The Hulk Hogan?
Yeah. You know. Oh, classics.
Yeah.
But that, you know, that some people had said that. Either way, I mean, there was still a fair bit of time left in that fight.
That was deep, though.
Well, it wasn't so much deep, but just the leverage that he could get off of that. I mean, he was up on his feet. Pulling back on that.
He wasn't on his feet. He was on one knee.
Was he on one knee? I thought he had already transferred to both. To oh, okay.
Hey, if he was on his feet, Robbie Lawler could have picked him up and suplexed him.
Well, he already did once.
The way Ben had that choke was he was able to put all his body weight into that squeeze, man.
Yeah, that was pretty sick. What is McDojo
saying? It was gnarly, yeah.
He said the ref apologized, so the ref knew he'd made a mistake. Well, I mean, there again, I'm with just about everybody else on this. I don't want that job.
Yeah.
I don't want to make that call.
I do. But somebody probably going to die because I'll be watching the fight so close. I'll be like, oh, shit, he knocked him out. Wait, stop. Stop hitting him. Stop hitting him.
Yeah, they'd be looking at Waller going, yo, you going to stop this? You're like, sure. I'm watching the fight.
I'm just letting them be warriors.
He'd be over there next to Joe being like, did you see that shit?
I can't believe I forgot. I'm not sure if you guys talked about this yet, but I don't know, I mentioned Colby earlier, but I don't know if you guys saw the video of him storming in on Dana White. He caught Dana with his interim wife, Asian chick in the video.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Disappointed the media hasn't brought it up too much.
Well, I'm shit. You're disappointed? Come on, really? No, oh, like Kobe.
Beautiful.
When Kobe was going around, you know, he had the blowhorn. Yeah. You know, like
it was during the megaphone.
The little megaphone when he did it at Usman's warm. You know, his little warm up or exhibition, whatever you want. Open workout. There you go. So he was doing well. He went busting into Dana. Dana was at a poker table or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was gambling.
Sitting there with a fucking little Asian dime piece with him right next to him.
Karate hottie?
Yeah, no. Dude, fucking Colby comes in there talking shit, and you can just see the look on Dana's face and the girl's face. Like,
the girl dipped out, and then Dana didn't realize it until the lights went off that he was being recorded by Colby.
Yeah. And you can see the look on Dana's face like, motherfucker, you're dead.
Well, he's still in the UFC, so he ain't that dead.
Well,
he's getting his next title shot, so
we'll see.
He ain't that dead. Oh, maybe that's how he got his next title shot. Hey,
probably.
I got video of you, son.
Either that or Dana was like, yo, I'll give you this title fight. Delete that shit. Make that shit disappear.
Make it go away.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, if that's so, it's a good play. It worked out great for him.
Yeah.
Don't lose, though, because if you fucking lose, watch. I mean, I'm sure.
Oh, lose this fight, that's it.
Yeah, it'll be. There again, like Rogan was saying, he feels bad for Woodley because, you know, Woodley was, him and Dana were contentious from the get, even when Woodley was champion.
Right.
So now that he's not champion, you know.
It's going to be a hard road back to the championship.
Yeah, it's
going to
be a hard road. Some of those demands you made and shit like that, Dana's going to look at you and go, no.
I want just green M&Ms in my dressing room.
Have you ever heard the story of why that is? I've heard David Lee, because there's a couple bands that have done that. You know why they do that, right?
No, why?
Okay, so the reason they make those weird little things, and they normally put them at the back of the contract, so that way when they come into the locker or they come into their room, if they see that one of these small little things that they've asked for is not there, that means that the venue did not read the contract. So then if those little things aren't there, then what else is not? Has not been done per the contract.
Okay.
So that's kind of like a warning going, okay, whoa, stop. Let's check everything else now because this one simple
that's
request.
That's why bands do that.
Yeah. That's what David Lee Roth was saying on an interview a long time ago. Just remember.
I had no idea.
Dude, did you see him on Rogan?
Yeah.
That motherfucker is crazy.
Wait, you're talking about David
Lee? I loved it, bro. I loved the whole interview.
I mean, I love him too.
Yeah,
I mean,
he was all over the place, but.
Yeah, it's Diamond Dave. You have to love it. Yeah. But it's still like.
I'm just a gigolo.
It was weird listening to it. It was
you're
even.
About David Lee Roth now?
Yeah. It was even weirder watching it.
That's what he was doing the whole time, and he was coked out.
No, that's just it, bro.
Wow. So broken.
Dude, he was fucking crazy.
Dude, he speaks very well. You know,
he does.
You know, he sounds very educated.
Yes.
Even
and very coked up.
I don't know.
I just couldn't, because when I heard the voice, I still saw David Lee Roth.
Yeah. He sounds the same.
Yeah. But then when I saw him on the video.
He looks like a dentist.
Yeah. I was like, that's not fucking David Lee Roth, bro. Where's the hair? What's going on?
Bro, that's salt. It's just salt. Ooh. There's no pepper.
No.
It's all white.
Yeah. It was all Coke, no cola.
Yeah. Well, that was a funny thing. Like, there was a character on one of the Adult Swim cartoons back in the day, Metalocalypse. And there was a clown character that was his thing. He's like, I do cocaine. And it sounded and looked so much like David Lee Roth. Because it was that's who they modeled it after.
I was just going to say that. It's probably, you know, mimicking him.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite characters. I do cocaine. But yeah, it was a fun interview, but it was still just really just off the wall kind of. It's almost like those people that, you know, say they can move at the speed of light, you know, like the Flash and shit. So, you know, you want to see me go to Paris? Yeah. Okay, you want me to do it again? It's like, what? You know, that's almost how I kind of felt like watching David Lee Roth with some of his shit.
Dude, it was so true, man. Like, I tried to watch it, man. I was like, I can't do this live right now. I got to prepare myself a little bit later.
Yeah.
And he has some energy, which is pretty cool.
He did have some energy.
Especially, like, how old is he now?
Old as fuck.
Yeah, like, you know, like...
You know, whatever the age of Dirt is, that's him.
Dude, he's still moving like he's in Van Halen right now, you know? Like it's still the 80s.
Oh, he's actually not that bad. He's only 64.
Oh, wow. I thought he'd be in his 70s.
Yeah, right? Because he looked it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Dude, he looked like someone that's a programming director for a soft rock radio station. That's honestly the best.
WQAP in Cincinnati.
It's 22 past the hour. The weather's looking real nice outside.
Hey, y'all, it's David Lee Roth.
Baby, bop, baby, bop.
Dude, he was killing me with some of that shit. Like, I wouldn't be prepared for, you know, the ear rapage sometimes when he would, like, really pound the mic
dude,
or something.
No, yeah, dude, yeah. It was rough, man.
I'm sure Jamie was back there going, ew.
Listen, I enjoyed it. Like, as soon as I saw it come up on my list of podcasts and I saw David Lee Roth, I'm like, yep,
play. Done. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was like a three-hour interview.
Warning signs, man. Like, I realized now looking back at it, he wasn't even wearing headphones.
No.
He
would have blown out his own ear. You can't
constrain.
That was a warning right there with him.
Yeah, you can't constrain David Lee Roth with headphones, man. He's got to get up, move around. He's got to talk, you know, super animated. I mean, like,
yeah,
fucker's a paramedic in New York. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
And then he was in Japan for dude, like, I wonder how many – I don't think they went into it, but, like, how many languages he can speak and, like, he can speak
for. Oh, they didn't have his – I think it was, like, a four? Three or four?
I think it may have been, but like
I think
Japanese?
He speaks English, Spanish, Japanese, and I don't know the other one.
Yeah, because he was good with the Spanish, could really roll those R's.
Yeah.
Well,
he grew up in California.
Yeah.
You know, and he talked about, you know, how he had friends with lowriders and shit like that.
Yeah. And he's got a lowrider.
Like, you know, he's into the culture.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you have to be.
He likes tacos.
Who doesn't?
Which, by the way, I went to an establishment on the south side. I'm not going to name them because I don't want to give
Taco Bell.
No. Well, Taco Bell's really good.
Compared? Ooh.
So I went to this establishment last night to try their tacos because they're new in town. And I was disappointed.
No bueno?
Oh man.
I was like, yo, this is like not really good.
I mean, like, what makes...
Was it that chain that just got out there or something
like
that?
Yeah, that chain. Yes.
Y'all have to let me know which one it is.
I will. I will after the podcast.
Okay.
Because if they give us some money to advertise, then they're the best.
You're
going to
change your Yelp review?
I guess I could change my mind.
Yeah.
I could. So I can... I'm going to give you a couple of pointers on what you need to do. I don't know. It just felt like it was... pre-made and
oh really
it didn't feel it didn't feel fresh.
Mm.
You know, I like, mean, when, like when you go to Taco Bell, you know what you're getting.
Yeah,
you know, and you're used to it.
Yeah, well, but you go there with the full intent knowing I'm literally just punching my gut, you know.
Yeah. And,
all right, locker room talk, you heard this here first. Waldo went to Chili's.
Actually, Chili's has got a pretty good turkey sandwich, so no.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you'll have to let me know so I just steer away from it.
You are fixed.
Yeah, no. Because, I mean, it's really hard to mess up a taco.
Yeah.
I mean, tacos...
Hey, the people are good at messing it up out here, man.
Listen, there's a place in St. Augustine that we went to, and they have... It's like a little shop, like when you're going back towards the lighthouse. I forgot the name of it.
Wait, is it on US 1?
No, it's once you cross the Lions Bridge.
Oh, Lions Bridge. Oh.
Oh, so it's on the other side of San Jose.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's like two taco joints, like almost like right across from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit them both.
Whoa.
And they're both great.
Really?
In my opinion.
Okay.
I mean, you could taste it and be like, I don't like this. You know?
Man,
I,
this I
guess it's a matter of opinion. But I thought that they were pretty good. Like, I'm looking forward to going back.
Okay.
I just can't remember the name, so I can give them some shout-outs.
I'll look for it, because I think we were, me and Amanda were talking, we want to go. Have you been to the little reptile park there in St. Augustine?
No.
There's an alligator farm, St. Augustine, like alligator farm that's over the bridge there.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, that's by the lighthouse, like across the street.
Yeah, kinda. Yeah, from the where the like further up from the amphitheater place. But it's a cool little spot. I mean, it's a nice little zoo.
Not really into snakes.
Well, they got snakes. They got
other
like
than
a,
my own.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah.
Your one-eyed snake. Your one-eyed Puerto Rican snake.
Right.
But I'll have to look for them when I go down there. Because that's where Funkadelic, one of our favorite food trucks, they're based out of St. Augustine.
I thought that they closed.
They closed for a little bit because
they were moving.
Yeah, well, they did. They moved down to one of the Caribbean islands and were starting a restaurant down there.
The Bahamas?
Yeah. Literally right before the fucking hurricane came through down there and destroyed everything.
Oh, shit. So they moved, came back?
Yeah, they moved down there, put all their money into it, and then it basically got wiped out. And then they came back here. So they're back in St. Augustine, Duval.
Okay.
They've got a food truck again.
Are they called Funkadelic?
Yep, they're still Funkadelic. Okay. They've gone to Mayo a couple times because Amanda sent me pictures when they're there. They're literally one of the only food trucks I follow on Instagram and Twitter.
Maybe that's what needs to happen to the Pacific Northwest, is for a hurricane to come over and just destroy it so Miggy can move back down here.
Wash away the syphilis and smallpox.
Hey, yo, guys. I'm sorry to do this, but I got to bounce. Your boy got to poop.
All right, man.
All right, go take a shit, bro.
Good do your thing.
All right, I love y'all.
Later, brother.
I'll call y'all next week.
All right, later. Peace.
All right, bye.
The one and only Miguelinho.
I miss that guy.
Oh, what the fuck? Who hit that?
Yeah, right.
Ah, damn, that's fucked up. What would you do that?
I miss him.
Yeah, I miss him too. He's funny as fuck.
And I miss Drunk Carla. That was the best.
She comes stumbling.
She comes stumbling into my house, passes out on my couch. Like, literally, I just want to pet your kitty.
Yeah, that's funny. What the hell were we talking about before he called?
Tesla, I think.
Oh, that's right. The new Model Y, did you call it that?
Yeah, Model Y.
I don't know where they come up with the names.
I don't know either. It's an SUV.
It's got to be some kind of a code.
Who knows with Elon Musk? I mean, he's crazy.
Yeah.
In a way. He's a
genius. He's a genius, yeah.
He is a genius, but... Now, I enjoyed the interview he did with Rogan. Dad did not.
I couldn't do it. I tried to listen to it. There was too many pauses.
That's what Dad's thing was, is he couldn't handle, because it seems like anytime you asked him something, he wouldn't just talk. He would literally kind of sit back and then analyze what he was going to say.
Yeah.
And then say it and then continue to analyze as he was talking. So Dad was like, it was a rough interview.
It was.
It was rough, but I still enjoyed it. It was, you know, it was interesting. You know, anytime you get somebody like that, it's, you kind of have to, I guess, suffer through it, but it's an interesting thing to listen to, because not everybody's going to be able to get, you know, how many other podcasts is Elon going to go on and sit 2.5 hours and just talk? You know, not many.
Well, it was more like 1 hour and 45 because of all the pauses.
True.
So I don't know. I just couldn't do it. I think I got 1 hour into it. And I'm like, I can't listen to this because of those pauses, you know. And maybe I'll go ahead and download it again and listen to it.
Try it.
But I mean, I caught the highlights.
Well, that's good.
You know, somebody was out talking about him this week. I can't remember who it was. Oh, Rogan had Andrew Schultz, a comedian, on the show, and that was a great episode as well. But, you know, they were talking about how Elon was on the podcast, you know, and how he's a genius and all that. And Schultz was like, but is he happy, you know? Because he was saying, Rogan was saying that that Musk said, what did he say? Something about, oh, you don't want to be me.
Yeah, you don't want to be me. You don't want to have.
You don't want to be my shoes or some shit like that. So I'm like, and that's where they, you know, they started talking about it. And is he happy, you know, whatever.
Well, I mean, his happiness may be different than your happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he's happy having a million things going on in his head at one time, because he does.
I couldn't do it, bro. I'll probably have a meltdown.
I like to multitask somewhat, but it's tough.
Like, I mean, I like doing different stuff.
Yeah, but he's doing different stuff all, almost at like the same time in his head.
Yeah.
That's what I've had to try to, you know, oddly enough, that's Tyler's taught me a lot about that because of with him being on the spectrum. It used to freak me out because he could literally, the TV would be on, the iPad would be on, he'd be playing with something.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, bro, you got to stop this. You got to pick something. And he's like, no, he's cool. Cause he's got, he knows what's going on with all three things. And he's perfectly fine operating that way. And I'm just like, you know, it took me a while cause I've always busting his ass. Like, bro, nah, pick something. You can't be doing it. But nah, if you just sit back and watch him, yeah, he's paying attention to that. He's hearing this and he's, you know, building whatever the hell he wants to build with Legos at the same time. And it's like, okay, so that's just how your brain works. Cool. Yeah, my bad.
Is he doing good in school?
Oh, fucking doing great. Like, oh, man. It's getting him out of the public school and getting him into a school for kids like him, which is odd because the school he goes to is not really for kids on the spectrum per se. It's more for dyslexic kids. But the way they teach is very interesting, and it works great for him. So literally from when he started, it's been a year and a half, he went from a kindergartner grade level reading to now he's on par in a year and a half at fourth grade or third grade reading level. So this is a kid that does not read, fucking hates reading, has zero interest in it.
Well, nobody fucking likes
grade reading level reading. Now he's on.
What are you doing?
Whoa, my bad. Go. Sorry.
I like reading.
I don't.
I do. I've got.
Right. I mean, I can't say that I don't because I read articles. You know, I don't read like books, but I'll. Like, if I'm interested in something, I'll research it and read it.
Yeah, I do that. But I'll also, like, I've got the beginnings of the new movie that's Peter Jackson's coming out. Fuck. What's the name of it? Damn it.
Is it some The Hobbit thing?
No. I can't. Mortal Engines. There it is. Mortal Engines.
Is it not out already?
I don't think so. It may be.
I thought I saw that he was out.
It may be. But I bought the book series. All six books.
Okay.
So I'm reading that right now. I'm still reading Jocko's leadership book. That's the only two books I got going right now. I'm trying to do some other stuff. So I'm
you like Jocko, don't you?
I do like Jocko. I do. I haven't listened to his podcast in a little bit because I've been more in a funny kind of, you know, Rogan, Your Mom's House stuff.
That's what I try to listen to. I try to listen to funny stuff. Like, lately, if Rogan has, like, some PhD guy, I'm like, I don't mind
those. I enjoy those.
I mean, I do enjoy them, but I have to be in the mood for them.
Yeah.
But lately, I've been looking more for comedy.
Okay.
You know? So, Bodega Boys, Your Mom's House.
I need to go back and try another episode of Bodega Boys. Oh, yeah? I did three. I did three.
You didn't like it.
It was all right. The AKAs kind of really started to irritate me there.
They do them now at the end only.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They don't do them at the beginning?
Yeah. They don't do it at the beginning anymore.
Okay.
Now they have like a little skit, maybe like a minute skit.
Uh-huh.
Where they pretend like they're like a CSI or, you know, special victims unit, whatever. And they sound like they're in the courtroom or whatever.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Okay.
But anyway.
Then I'll try them again.
Man, I love the AKs at the beginning.
I know you did. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I could do it if it didn't go like 9 minutes deep in fucking AKAs.
Yeah.
It was like, guys, we're a little long here.
Yeah.
Just like sometimes with Rogan, it's like I can just skip. And by the time he starts talking, I'll look at the dial and it's like, dude, we're 11 minutes into the podcast and that was all ads.
Yeah.
But it's all at the beginning. So
Bert Kreischer's even worse.
Is he really?
I've done it and it's like 20 minutes. Of him just, you know, talking about ads and, you know, the, like he'll start talking about one of his sponsors. What is it? One of those meal prep companies.
Okay.
And
Blue Apron.
Yeah, Blue Apron. He starts talking about Blue Apron and he goes on a tangent about Blue Apron because he does the ads with his wife.
Okay.
And they get into a conversation and he's just like long winded. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake.
See, I never listen to his podcast. I'll pull it up on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
And I have it playing up here while I'm working.
Oh, okay.
So I guess I get to skip most of those.
See, I don't like watching podcasts on YouTube.
Well, I don't really watch them. I just pull them up
and
then have them playing while I'm doing either, you know, something back here or something up here. I did see he had Dane Cook on this week. And
yeah, that was pretty good.
it looked, Dane Cook looks completely fucking different than what he did.
Well, he's also 46 years old.
Yeah, but his face is so much bigger. He just looks
Because he's fat.
Well, I wouldn't say he's fat.
No, he's fat.
Is he fat?
Yeah. Okay. He's not the guy that was in shape back, you know, in that day. 15 years ago. Maybe if he starts going back to the gym. I mean, I shouldn't be saying anything about anybody.
Went to the gym this week, bro.
I'm not in shape myself, but I'm just calling it like I see it. Yeah. He's fat.
You went Monday.
Just like me.
Yeah, you went Monday.
I know, but I had a busy week, bro.
You did. You know, you came over here Thursday to check some stuff out because I knew you were going to – you did say you were planning on going Thursday too, but I kind of shanghaied you on that one. It was like, nah, man, come check this out.
So good. I had to. You know, I have to get ready for what I'm trying to do. Big news coming soon, so stay tuned for that. But, yeah, I'm just trying to set it up so, you know, I could get going and just make it part of my my routine and not have to worry about it, I guess. And because trying to set it up is the biggest thing. Trying to set up something
new.
Something new. It's just a pain.
It is. Because then, you know, it takes you a while to figure out, do I have this? Fuck, I don't have this. Yeah, I got to get this.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Like right now, I got to go play with the software
mm-hmm.
to see if the software is going to get rid of the stand.
Yeah.
Because if it does, then there's no need for me to, you know, use the one that I'm using or the invisible one. I'll just get like a real tripod.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to have what happened today happen again.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And if you're going to have to adjust for the height difference, depending on from spot to spot kind of thing.
Yeah.
At least with like a real tripod, you can kind of like, you know.
People are like, what the fuck are they talking about? Sorry, you'll find guys. Out. Yeah, well, let's just stop talking about it.
You'll find out one day.
You'll find out soon enough.
Soon enough.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, so I got stuff I'm playing. I don't know if I'm going to take a full month like we talk. I think I'm going to start a little earlier at.
Whenever you're ready.
I know. I already drove the other day and marked my quarter mile.
Yeah.
Just to see, you know, can I make it?
You can. You can. If you start running and for some reason you're so winded that you can't.
It's never the winding that gets me. It's my shins.
Oh. Well, then you can walk back. You don't have to, you know, run it.
No, I got to run, bro.
Okay.
Well, I don't want people waiting on me.
Well, they're not going to wait on you. You finish when you finish.
Oh, okay.
You know, you're not holding anybody back.
Okay, cool.
So.
Good. That'll be better then. So then that way, if I got to roll my fat ass down the street and, you know, up the plank and everything to get to just lay there and, like, slap a bag.
Whatever you got to do, bro. All right. Just to finish it, you just, you know.
Well, I got to do that, and I got to do something. I want to bring the man a gift when I come because I know he's into.
Into farming.
Yeah, he's into farming stuff. So I got to break my aloe plant down. Because I've got my main aloe and four children plants in one pot, so I got to break them apart and replant them. So that's I got to do that, and then I'll put one of the small ones in a pot and be like, "Yo, you know, here's this for one," because I know you enjoy doing this shit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'd like to talk to you about killing me.
Speaking of killing, UFC. In London tonight.
Yes.
So the main event is Darren Till against Jorge Masvidal. So I think Jorge Masvidal's coming off a loss to, what's his name?
Yeah, but he still looks beautiful.
He hasn't been finished in a long time. I don't think he's ever been finished.
Mm-mm.
But what the fuck? What was his name? The jiu-jitsu guy. Fuck.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Damian Maya. Good Lord, I couldn't remember his fucking name.
Damn it.
But before that, he Masvidal destroyed Cowboy.
Yeah, he did.
So,
oof.
Yeah, knocked him out and shit.
I saw Cowboy was at the chiropractor yesterday or something, getting a rib pop back in place. Yeah, from the back.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah, that's what he said. He's like, you want
to
know.
What was he doing?
I don't know what he was doing. Who knows? Fucking skiing, you know, deep water wreck diving, cave jumping. Who fucking knows?
Something dangerous, that's for sure.
I mean, you have to. Your kid named Danger.
Yeah. He lives for that shit anyway.
He does. He does. And it's crazy that he does it, like, during fight camp, too.
Well, I mean, I guess you got to get your mind right and not think about it so much.
Yeah. I guess you can kind of get in your own way too much.
And that's worked for him, you know, during the year. So why not keep doing it?
Mm-hmm. So, did you just fighters popped in my head. Have you been keeping track of Austin?
As far as what?
So, you know, the Players' Championship's been going this week.
Right, he's been at the Players' Championship,
I guess somehow he fucking got somewhere he wasn't supposed to be. He was running late and wound up, like, running onto the fucking one of the golf holes and shit. Was like, oh, fuck, I'm not supposed to be here.
I'll see him tonight.
Yeah, I meant to tweet him or hit him up the other day because he was talking shit on Halo. During the radio show, he's like, nah, don't come at me if you want to talk about Halo. I was like, oh, brah, nah. You can't have that.
We got to get him back in here.
Even though, granted, he was more of a GoldenEye 64 guy. So I was like, okay.
Well. So he's fighting a guy that was on a reality show, the Axeman. Axeman.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
So it's one of those guys.
All right.
So we'll see. He's like so much taller, though.
He is. I saw the face-off picture, and I'm like, what the fuck? Dude literally looked like he came from the Players' Championship. Was like, still got the fucking Bowie hat on and like some khaki shorts and like some flip-flops. And he showed up for the photo. And he's like, what? And I'm going, fuck, dude, Austin is so much. Reach, that's going to be an issue for you. Definitely think Austin's going to be able to outreach you a little bit.
Yeah.
But I wish him the best. I hope he wins tonight.
I hope so too, man. I'm nervous for all those guys.
I am too.
Look, there's Caveman, there's Blake, there's Patrick, from the training yard alone.
Mm-hmm.
Barack is from the training yard as well. I don't know him as well, you know, but he's from the training yard. So the training yard's got four guys fighting. Then there's Dan DeLillo. Who else?
There's like 8 or 9 dude, fights.
Dude, I know most of the guys that are fighting tonight. Giovannis is fighting, yeah. and he's fighting Cuba. So it's like I'm not pulling for either one because I like both those guys.
Just want to see a good fight.
Yeah, it's like I hope it's a good fight and that neither one gets injured.
Yeah.
You know, and they're both walk away healthy, you know, because, man, I hate when people I know fight.
Yeah.
It's like I'm not picking sides. Daniel Faulkner was from BTT was supposed to fight, but I talked to Jalen yesterday, and I guess his fight got canceled because his opponent broke his hand.
Oh, really?
So he's out. He's not fighting. You pulled up the card?
Yeah, trying to. Here we go. It's in 2 hours. It starts in 2 hours?
Dude, do you see the card? How big it is? What time does it say the doors open?
I don't know. Just the countdown says 1 hour and 59 minutes at the Morocco Shrine.
Well, what time is it?
It is 2 o'clock.
That's got to be just for the doors to open.
Maybe.
It can't be. Well, they do have it's a big card because they have amateur and a pro card.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. There's like five fights on the AMI. Let's see. No, oh, Jesus. More. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 fights on the amateur.
And then 5 on the pro?
1, 2, 6, 7, 8, 9 on the professional.
Oh, yeah.
There's 18 fights tonight.
Okay, so yeah, they might start at 4. So I might be leaving here soon. But
yeah.
Fuck, man. Matt Muncy's fighting too. I remember when Matt, you know, Muncy used to come out to the training yard with Josh Saman back in the day.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's how I met Muncy.
He's going up against Thiago Bilu.
I don't know who that is. I want to say Joshua Sykes. I think he's from Tallahassee, but he's been over at the training yard. Who else? Caleb Paul. Who else? Like I said, man, there's a bunch of guys from town that I know or that at least I've seen and heard of that are fighting tonight.
Yeah, Joshua's got the lightweight title co-main.
Okay. Michael Clark is fighting too?
Yep.
Jesus. All these guys.
Yeah, jeez. That's a big ass card.
Yeah, it is.
Whew.
And you're going to miss it because you won't.
No. I got some meals to make. Chill.
Okay, whatever.
Got to finish doing some clothes since I'm going to be gone most of tomorrow.
No, you got your woodwork class tomorrow.
Yep, got my wood turning class tomorrow.
So on the UFC card, the other two fights that interest me are Volkan Oezdemir against Dominic Reyes.
Okay.
And then Leon Edwards versus Gunnar Nelson. And that's about it.
Gunnar Nelson. That's a name I hadn't heard in a while.
Yeah. Oh, Joe Duffy's fighting on the undercard. I did not know that. It's the guy that beat Connor.
Mm-hmm. Did you see Connor and Nate were going back and forth a little bit?
Again, on Twitter?
On Twitter.
What were they spouting about Connor destroying somebody's phone?
No, yeah, I did see that. Where he got arrested again for that.
Arrested, yeah.
But no, he was talking about I guess Connor texted or tweeted him something about it. Like, you know me, motherfucker, name the weight. And Nick went 185.
Nick?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Dang. I know that Paulie Maginali was messing with Connor on Twitter, too.
Yeah, I saw that.
He like, bro, if you needed a phone that bad, I'll just put you on my family plan. I thought that was great. I thought that was hilarious.
So there's already fights. Actually, there's already prelim fights.
Yeah, right, because the car, it's in London.
Oh, yeah.
So it's five hours ahead.
Yeah, Mike Grundy won.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, good for him, guy.
Congratulations, right? Bro.
I hate this C-Page.
Have you you haven't started watching the beast that is the global economy, have you?
I have not. I started watching the show me and you were talking about before the podcast last night.
Oh, you're talking about the movie?
Yeah, the movie.
That's Triple Frontier with Ben Affleck and Charlie Hunnam from Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Like I was telling Chris, you know, I have a projector in my room, so you know, I'm like in my movie theater watching this thing. And I was getting anxiety. Like, my heart was racing. I was like, I felt like I was part of that fucking movie.
Now, does it get into some, like, crazy moments? Because so far where I'm at now, it's hasn't been, like, crazy, crazy. It's just been pretty professional, you know, we do what needs to be done, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you got to the part where they crash, right?
Yeah, to the helicopter crash.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I got to that part.
And that's
then,
it?
Yeah, and then it was like 12:30 when I kind of looked at it. I was like, fuck, all right, I need to get some sleep.
I mean, some stuff happens, but it's nothing major.
Okay.
Nothing.
Is it more just the tension build? Because I can already kind of see the tension, where the tension's going to start moving and coming from.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
But yeah, I was like, fuck, man, just get out of there. Get out of there. It took me through some valleys, bro.
Okay.
Up and down, all up right. and down.
But, I want to try that. And supposedly last night, there's a new series that just released. It's all animated, but it's like heavy metal. It's like animated Black Mirror kind of stuff.
I've never seen Black Mirror. I don't even know what that is.
It's a sci-fi-ish thriller. Did you ever see the fucking Deuce Machina? No, what is it? The one where the guy had to go to and check out the AI girl.
Ex Machina.
Yes, Ex Machina. Did you see that?
I saw that.
So, you know,
that was a little weird.
I enjoyed it. It was really good. I thought it was a very well done movie. But you don't remember like heavy metal back in the day? Mm. Bro. Nah, man.
Fuck. I'm not into anime.
Okay.
Even though
this isn't really, I don't consider heavy metal was anime. Heavy metal was just, it was an animated movie.
Okay.
Anime is to me like the shit that comes from, you know, Dragon Ball. That's anime, you know. Stuff like that. Naruto. That's anime. But heavy metal was not anime.
I have a Naruto shirt.
Yes, you do. It's fucking badass, too. I'm jealous of it.
People just like, that's a nice shirt. I'm like, yeah, I like the colors.
Yeah, because the problem is, man, is you can get some of those guys that are like real deep into that shit and be like, oh, bro, that's so-and-so who was this and that. It's like, really? Cool. I just like the colors.
Yeah. What? Yeah. I've had a few people lose their shit. They're like, what?
Yeah.
You don't know who that is? And I'm like, no, should I?
Claire. I remember back in the day, you could get like, you remember those rayon shirts you used to be able to get like at the mall and they would be like the Dragon Ball Z characters? And you could probably still get them, but I remember I had one that had Vegeta on it back in the day. Somebody was like, oh, dude, Vegeta, da, da, da. I was like, oh, really cool. I just, you know, kind of thought looked cool. And they couldn't believe it. They're like, it like broke their brain that you wouldn't be deeply invested in this shit.
You're breaking my fragile little mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not into that stuff. If I see a shirt and I like it because maybe the colors or the design is kind of cool, I'm just going to buy it. I'm not really going to put too much thought into what it is. So, sorry, guys. I don't mean to break your hearts.
Yeah, it's called Love, Death, and Robots is the name of the series that's on Netflix right now.
But speaking of shirts, if y'all would like to get one of our shirts, you can visit our website, lrtlk.com, and just hit our the link for our merch store. We got some shirts, some hats. And even a doggy bandana.
Got some stuffs.
We got some stuff. I got to update it, but, you know, we got some stuff.
Got some stuffs.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, the the beast that is the world economy.
Yes, I haven't started that
yet. The giant beast that is the world's economy. In one of the episodes, they were doing knockoffs. They went to China. No, mm-hmm. China? What's it, China?
Yes, yeah, China. China's like the leader
right. of knockoffs. So apparently, like a lot of terrorist organizations are back the knockoffs because that's how they fund their shit. Like that attack on Paris.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that that basically was behind it funded the attack by buying and selling
knockoffs. Wow.
Yeah. And they go deep into it. I mean, I was like, holy shit. Basically, if you buy knockoffs, you're supporting terrorism.
Well, I mean, you can go up to the flea market, you know, like Pecan Park or yeah. Ramona or something like that. And you can, you know, dude, you're buying a Coach purse for $40.
Yeah.
You're not buying a Coach purse.
It's not a Coach purse. Yeah. It's a couch purse.
Yeah. You know, that Gucci shit you're getting is not Gucci, bro.
It's not Gucci. Yeah. It's Fushi.
You know. But people buy that shit up like crazy. But it's weird though that you can kind of follow the money all the way back to back, you know, trail it to this one thing that it's
so
doing.
Guys like the guy that put that Paris attack, you know, together.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they buy like the big containers, you know, like $30,000 worth of stuff,
mm-hmm.
and you know they sell it at a premium, you know, like a $40 handbag. They might sell it for like $250, and. Wow. You know, you can fund your attack that way.
Well, I've seen some of the, like, there was a big story, I think it was in L.A., of some storefront that was all knockoffs, but people were going in there. It was like one of these streetwear places yeah. where you're $300 pair of jeans, and they're all knockoff shit. But by the way that they just kind of presented it and stuff, it made it look like you were buying these, you know,
the real shit,
you know. And then when they got busted, they fucking, like, beat up the cameraman outside that was filming it, and then like the next day store was gone kind of shit, you know.
Well,
so but everybody's, I mean, fuck, I've known people you could buy, you know, bootleg DVDs and bootleg fucking shoes, you know, selling shit out the back of your, you know, a fucking car,
bootleg all kinds of shit.
Yeah, you want some Jordans, man? Those don't look like Jordans. I mean, they do, but they don't.
Let me know when they have a bootleg Tesla.
Right. Yeah, they do. It's called a Volt.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. Chevy's attempt at a Tesla.
Yeah. That thing was... I mean, it did what it was supposed to do. I was actually noticed... I don't... Because we went different ways out of Costco, and yeah. I almost watched a smart car get smashed coming out from where the old Best Buy and Toys R Us was right there. It fucking ran that light and almost got booted. I was like, bro, if I was driving a smart car, I think I'd be a little more careful. Because everything on the road can fucking run. Unless you get hit by another smart car, everything else is bigger.
Well, they'll just make, you know, one big smart car.
Yeah,
it just plugs in. Let me plug it into the back of this one.
Mm.
But anyway, I didn't do much reading this week because I've been so busy. So
yeah,
I really didn't have a lot of stuff that I wanted to discuss. Did you have anything else that you wanted to cover?
No, not really. I think we got fights. We talked about Combat Night, which, you know, everybody needs to go check that out.
I'm going...
Go support your local fighters.
I'll be there. Support your local fighters.
Yep. One of the fighters we sponsor is fighting tonight.
That's right. Blake Dodd.
Dodd. He gave us a little shout out on the gram.
On the gram.
So, other than that, nah. Gonna do our thing. Chill.
Do our thing.
Watch some fights on the Fight Pass since I didn't cancel it before the 7 days. So,
the ESPN Plus?
Yeah.
Bro, it's $5 a month.
I know.
It ain't no big thing.
No.
But anyway, guys, thank you very much for supporting us. Thank you very much for listening. Hopefully, Sherry will be here next week. She's got vertigo. So, you know, her world is spinning right now.
Ooh, I see what you did. A little play on words.
That's right. Anyway, guys, thank you very much. We appreciate you listening, and we'll catch you next week. Peace.